I had a difficult night last night.
Oh. Are we ready? We are up to the Dalet Amud Aleph. In the Gemara, we're exploring the argument between Rabba and Rava, why you have to say before the Nechtav. Rabba said the reason is because they don't know the Lashma, so you have to say Yisot. And according to Rava, the reason is because witnesses are not around. So we try to work out who is the author of our Mishnah that holds before Nechtav, that you need Lashma for writing and for signing. L'chayde v'tra meid, he holds only the witnesses, it's a chesima, and if it's Rabba Lazar, it's only the chesiva. So the first answer we gave was that it's Rabba Lazar, who holds that you only have to write, and the witnesses, though, you don't even need witnesses, but if you have witnesses, you got to do it correctly. The next answer, Gemara, is Rav Ashi Yamar, about 7 lines from the top. Rav Ashi says, Hamani, who's the author of our mission that holds you have to write and have the Adim sign. Lushma, Rabbi Huda. Tana Rabbi Huda Paisel, Rabbi Huda Pasel, Atche Tehexi Vosei, Vachasimosei Betolish. Rabbi Huda Pasel until the writing and the signing should be Betolish. The writing and the signing should be what? That it should be cut off when you write and you sign, because the writing has to be Lushma and the signing also.
Is it common practice to write on the Chubal
Karka? Looks like it was. But the question, Tase, that's an interesting question. If you already cut it off for writing, how can ever be it attached for the signing? Why do you even have to bother saying, make sure the signing is detached? If the writing is already detached, of course the sign detaches. The answer is, what about if you wrote it on a leaf that was cut off, or a branch, and then you took it and you planted it back in the ground? And then it grows out, now you want to sign it. Saying, it's such a good answer. Rabbi Yehuda clearly says that you need both ksiva and the chsima to be lishma. Why didn't we just say from the beginning that the author of our mission is Rabbi Yehuda? Morris said, because this is really not the best answer. First we try to say our mission Rameyer. Generally we have a rule that whenever there's a mission with no author, who is the author? Rameyer. That's why. And if Mahadrina Blaza, if that didn't work, we tried Rabbi Loza, the Kaimulan, we have a ruling Hilchasa Kavase Begitin. This argument whether Edim have to be the Edich Sim, the ones who sign, or the ones who give over, that we followed Rabbi Loza, who says it's Edim Asira. The Gemara says Gitin Batesha says it means all stories, the Allah Rabbi Loza, the Edim Asira is good enough. So the halach is like Rabbi Lozer, that Edim is the Karsi, so we wanted our Mishnah to work out even according to Rabbi Lozer. Tosis wants to say that even Rabbi Meir holds that the main thing of the Edim was signed, he also would agree that we want you, recommend to have Edim Masir there as well. Taser wants to say, what about maybe that only by Gittin does Rabbi Lozer hold, if you don't have Edim Mesira, it's no good. And by other Shtaris, even though it's a good idea to have Edim Mesira, if you don't have it, it's still good. And the difference is, by other Shtaris, the rule generally is if the Haidos Baldin Kimei Edim, if the guy admits that this happened, he's like 100 Edim. Generally, but not when it comes to marriage. So therefore, since over there that you don't even need Edim, the Balbos is Moida. So then, if you have Eide Chasima, it's as if the Balbos doesn't dispute it, it's good enough. When it comes to get, even if the husband and wife come and say, we got married between ourselves, we both admit to it, nothing happens. We don't trust. It's not quite trusting. There's no marriage here, because the Eidim play a role in the marriage. So then, like Rabbi Lozer, without Eidim Masira, the Eidim witnessing that the event occurred, by get and by kedushin, nothing happened. Okay. We want Rabbi Lozer, the Lachak him. However, we have no choice now. Rashi, the Tachin Madrin, and we try so hard. Vichitema, Kamal, Lishne, a number of different answers. Look, we can have first, like Rameir, Oik Rabbi Lozer, Hichas Rabbi Lozer, Begitin, Bahamil, so in this matter, the Beloy Edim Chasun Mikosha, that you don't need the Edim to sign. Let's analyze our Mishnah. And let's see if our Mishnah works out according to Rabbi, who says the main criteria is Lishma, and Israel is no issue of Lishma, or the Rabbi Lozer, who says the main criteria is the Edim are too far away. Says the Gemara, Tanabi Rabbul says, Afave, maybe if you bring a get from a place called Ekim Echege, which is immediately outside of Yisrael, you need to save a funny nechter. Abeleze goes further. Afil Mikfar Ludim Lulud, even if Kfar Ludim, which is so close, it's like a half a city is in Yisrael, half out, you still have to save a funny nechter. Vomar Abai, he said, what's going on here? Be Ayoris, Hasmuchis, Legisrael. They're talking about cities which are neighboring Yisrael, Umuvloyes, Betchum Yisrael, and others which are not part of Yisrael, but Yisrael protrudes on two sides, and then there's a little indent. And you go into that little indent, there's a city there that's Chutz La'aretz, but it's mamish like in Eretz Yisrael. If you wouldn't, the boundaries are arbitrary. If it wouldn't be the boundaries, it's like mamish part of Eretz Yisrael. And this is machlekes. I saw that region, and not very far left from Bekuvit to Pumbedis. So what's going on? They're all arguing with the Tanakama. What does Tanakama say? He holds only Medina Siyam far away. Anywhere close, all of these cities, you don't say for Nechtiv. What's the three opinions? What's the machlekes say? Meklal Tanakama. So you don't have to. My love. This is the argument. Mar Sova Lefisha Ein Bekilishma. One guy says the whole problem is because you're not. That you're not Bokrishma Bahani Gimidi. These neighboring cities, Tanakama, they don't know how to learn because they're so close to Israel, only if it's far away. That's Tanakama. Like Rabbah. The other ones hold because Edim are not available, and therefore, if it's close by, you still have to save because Edim do not travel from the city outside Israel to Israel, even though it's close. Bahani Namilash Chiche, people don't travel in these cities. So the Chayyim, we see that itself is the machlekes. If it's a shema of Edim to the Kaimi, no. Rabba Metadas Dameh. Rabba will explain the three opinions, all arguing about Bekin Lishma. And Rava Metadas Dameh. Rava will explain that all three opinions follow him, that because of the Edim Mitzvah in the Kaimi. And it goes as follows. Rabba Metadas Dameh. The Kuliyama, everyone agrees, Vishayim Gilishma. The only issue here is whether they know the laws. Vahacha, Bahacha, this argument. Tanik Kamasava, Hani, all of these cities, Kivan, this Muchas, because they're so close to Edges, they're all Gimini, they know how to learn. Vosa Rabba Gamil, as long as it says, move lawyers, Gimidi. Those cities that are swallowed in Eretz Yisrael, they know how to learn. But Smuch is like Midi. But those cities that are a bit outside, like Rekha Mecheger, they're outside Eretz Yisrael, they don't know how to learn. So you have to say for an active. But also, Rabbi Lezer said, look, I don't disagree with you. I agree with you. The cities that are sandwiched in Eretz Yisrael know how to learn. But because people don't understand the nuances, if you tell them that Chutz La'aretz, you have to say for an active, and then they see that these cities you don't, they get all mixed up. So the Mema Mavlois Namiloi. Exactly. We don't want to have any distinctions. Rashi. And the other city of Beleza, which is, Kfar Lud and Lud, Havi Smuch is Tvei, is even closer. They're closer than Rekha Mecheger because they're sandwiched inside Eretz Yisrael where the boundary goes around them. Elo she'ein Eretz Yisrael physically not part of Yisrael. Tanakama sovar hani leitzich, you don't need b'shun the smuches, they're so close, they probably know how to learn. Also, l'sufi smuches, Amul says, no, even close ones have to say, u'moideh b'mavloi, but u'moideh b'mavlois, if it's mamar swallowed in Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to say. But Abul Adar Hoysif, as a mavlois, he said, even then you have to say. Hei chidomi mavloi, what's an example of mavloi? You're going to Ayoris, Shemona, Kosovo, Zorazor, those cities that are nominated in the eastern plank of Eretz Yisrael, eastern border, Lias Ligvul, that's the boundary, it says, Visavisim Lachem Ligvul Kedma, and that you desire there, on the eastern side, Mechotzer Einan Umayn Alagvul, and he nominates along the boundary, Ayores Rabbe, there are numerous cities. Umehen Lahalo Chutzla Eretz Yisrael, from those cities and onwards is outside, Vyesh Mehem Shibota, Mechavresayin. And there are those cities, some cities that are projecting out further.
It's not in a straight line.
Exactly. Arba pasois. If, what do you call it? 16 or 20 passages, just doing Rashi. And the road that you travel from, that's the boundary. Those cities are outside of this boundary, but inside from where the city sticks out. I know the place, like a suburb to the city.
Say that the Muvlois are not included if the Ayoris themselves are included.
There's a Mesila. This is Yeshua told them.
There's a roadway goes down here.
But that's straight. That's a straight roadway. It goes this way.
Yeah, it's crooked because the cities go around like that.
No, the two cities are like this, and then the road goes in like this because Yeshua told them this is how it goes. Could be there's a city over here. So this city here is in, within Eretz Yisrael, closer than these extremities, but they're not included in the on the other side of that road. I mean, you look at any map, you're right. Says in what Rashi, my lab, there's a war there. Okay. Let's continue further. That's how Rabba understands the machlekes.
They had to know where the pathways were by Yomi Mohen.
Yeah, they did.
I'm saying now. Well, you want to know the Gabi Dinim Ha'anoyim
Ba'ariz. So there's arguments everywhere about the boundary of Yisraelah. Let's continue further. That's when Rava Metal Rava comes along and he says, I will explain their argument according to me regarding whether Edom frequent them or not. Kuliyama, everyone agrees that the only concern is Vijay Nebuchadnezzar Lakhami. Tanakama Sovarhani here, Kivan the Smuchas, the Tanakam holds. These cities, because they're so close to Israel, people travel all the time. Only if you're far away, you have to say before an Echtav. But if you're right next to Israel, people traveling all the time, back and forth, no before an Echtav. Comes along, I'm going to disagree. When it comes to Echtav, you do have to say, Muvloish, I'll agree with you. Those cities which are outside Israel, but they're absorbed inside, then they don't have to say. When it comes to Rekha v'cheger, even though they're close, people don't travel that often, then you have to say. Also, you have to say for an echtav. Not because people don't travel. I don't want to say plug. People don't understand. Rashi,
Don't confuse people.
Exactly. Says more vital. Let's analyze the Mishnah further. Tanabila the Mishnah, the Chachamim comes along a fourth opinion. The Chachamim, what are they saying? Ain the tzadik sheyema before nine nechtem for nechtem ella only when hamevi mimadinisiam. So they're agreeing with Tanakama only if you're far away. But then they add the hamoylich. Hamoylich means you're taking from Yisrael out there.
So now
what's going on here? If you tell me the reason is lishma, it doesn't make sense. And so they know how to learn. So what's chilek if they present, they take the get Yisrael to Australia or within Israel? If they're not to learn, you shouldn't have to say. Question. But if you learn like Rava, the problem is, Adim, if there's ever a question, we don't know. Then it just goes written at Israel. In Australia, it's still far away. Exactly. We don't know. So there's a proof to Rabba. First of all, the Gemara says the Gemara assumes that the Chacham are arguing with Tanakama. Tanakama holds only if you bring from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, not the converse, and the Chacham hold both ways. Now, what's going on in my lab? The Hakam, and this is the very argument. Then it's only if you're going from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. But Eretz Yisrael, Chutz La'aretz, you don't have to because they know how to learn. Well, Masav, the other one holds, the reason is the Fishayin Adim to the Kaimer, Adim are not available, and therefore makes absolutely no difference which way you're going. Even though you wrote in Yisrael, bring it to Yisrael, they're not Shkiach. So Yomara says, Rabba Metadis Lame, Rabba will explain to you the Mishnah how it works, and Rabba Metadis Lame. Rabba will tell you that everyone agrees the main focus is Lishma. So it makes sense why from Australia to Yisrael you have to say. But why from Yisrael to Australia you have to say? You know what? A Gzeira. Because we're scared that people don't understand the difference, and if one direction you do have to say one, you don't get confused. So therefore, whichever way, when you're far away, you always have to say. That's how Rabba learns. Rabba mitatam kuli alma l'fisha ein b'kein l'shma. That's the main reason. B'hochav here, b'gzeiras, moylich, otu, maybe, come here for you. They're arguing, are we geyser? One direction versus the other direction. The Tanakh HaMasav, Allah gazir, moylich, otu, maybe. If you bring it from Yisrael, you don't have to say, nobody's going to make a mistake. But Rabban Basrai, so Rabban hold, gazrin and moylich, otu, maybe. Now, all of these things, because everything says Xera is because it's, you have to understand, in those days they did not use bezdins to give gittin. They did, and wouldn't this whole issue, because bezdins know what they're doing. It's homemade stuff, exactly.
So, otu here means once you make Xera, just cover the whole lot, because once you start making it,
it's confusing.
People get mixed up. That's Rabbi Elazar, isn't it? That's good shit to them.
In one area. But it doesn't mean, because he said it over there, doesn't mean you say it everywhere. Uh-huh. So now we're saying Tanakam. Now, that's how Rabba understands the version. They're arguing whether we're good or not. Rava, who says the main thing is whether Edom is between the Kaima, Rava, L'chayla Chacham, makes sense. How does he understand the Tanakama that if you take Mitzvah to Chutzlah, you don't have to? Why not? Edom is not available. Rava Metai, he said, no. Who told you the Tanakama's argument to Chacham? The Chacham are actually explaining the Tanakama. Now, when the Tanakama said you have to say for Nat, for Nechtem, it makes absolutely no difference which direction you're going, Melech or maybe. That's why, because it's far away. No argument at all. But Rav Mitar Tamei, the Kuli Yam, everyone holds the Vishayim is in the Kaimei. But Rabban the Basroi, the Furushe, Taimei, the Tanakam, and also don't come and explain what the Tanakam is saying. Rashi. But top of the page, Hani Gemid, El Jisrael, the Furushe, Taimei, the Tanakam, the Yunami, Moilach Mevi, Svila, he also agrees that Moilach Mevi, El Chad Menai Nokin, only uses one. Let's go back to the Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah, now we're going to make, we can be very pedantic. It says tonight, it says in the Mishnah, how may we get, the next part of the Mishnah says we bring a get, Medina le Medina, from one country to another. Bin Medina, see, I'm overseas. So, if one country to another country overseas, you have to say. And so when don't you have to say? That's when you do have to say. So there's two ways of learning this Mishnah. What's the Mishnah trying to say? If one country to another country overseas, you have to say. But within one country overseas, you don't. Now, why wouldn't you have to say? Must be because Eidim Mitzuyim L'Kaima. Far away from each other, you have to say. In the same city, you don't have to say. So it will be a proof to that the Svada is a Shema. That's one way of learning the Mishnah. Another way of learning the Mishnah is one country to another country overseas, you have to say. But one country to another country in Eretz Yisrael, like Yehud and Galil, you don't have to say. Why not? Why wouldn't you have to say? Because Eidim through the Kaima, Eidim Kaza traveling. Or because Bekin L'Shema, we'll soon see. Says Gemara, tonight we learned that maybe getting the Zayam. So the question is, which way are we going to be Medayik? Tzadik Leim, if I never have is Mashma. Right now the Gemara wants to say, Haba Oysa Medina within the same country, but Medina Zayam overseas. Let's don't have to say. Why not? If it's the small mind of community, it must be Lirav and Nicharav, who says because the Eidim are not around, makes sense, because they're close to by. Or Belarab, Kash, Lishma, who cares one country to another country, Chutzlars, or within the same country? Says Gemara, don't make this deal. This is how you should make a deal. Don't make a deal. Haba Oysa Medina within that country, Zayam Tzarech. Ela Eima Seim, Medina Le Medina Yisrael. Loi Tzarech. That within that Yisrael, one country to another country, you don't have to say. And you know why? Because everything's Lishma. So Rabbi said, that's how I learned the Mishnah. But you're right, Chutz La'aretz, even in the same country, you have to say because you need to know whether the Shema. Says the Gemara, if that's what the Mishnah is trying to tell you, that if in Eretz Yisrael, Yehud and Galil, you don't have to say. The Mishnah says it openly. It's in the face of the Mishnah, maybe get be Eretz Yisrael. For some reason, get within Eretz Yisrael. What does it mean within Eretz Yisrael? Within one end to the other end, Einu Tzadik. So why would you need a diyuk to tell you something which already clearly says in the Mishnah, unless the diyuk is teaching something else? Says the Gemara, Rabbi, no. Says Rabbi, no. Chutz La'aretz, even in the same country, you have to say. So why is the Mishnah to say one country to another Chutz La'aretz? Because one country to another in Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to say. L'chayim Mishnah says so clearly. No, because imahi, if the Mishnah would only said if you bring a get within Eretz Yisrael, have never thought hani mila diyev. If you did, you don't have to. Avol chatchila loy, but chatchila, I want you to prepare an aid to say for nechtav. Kamash malon that even chatchila, you don't need an aid at all. You don't need an aid. Rashi, how about Medina? Me live in city. The tzadik, I forgot them. Became the shmor. How about Eidim? The main thing is whether Eidim are available. Tzadik, imahid. I the Mishnah says clearly from them. You can, if you're going to be dying the Reisha, have a min. I would have thought Hani Mila Diyevad. If I only had the Reisha, Rashi is explaining the Gemara's question was, why do I need the Mishnah to openly say if you bring a get within a Yisrael, if I already know it from the Reisha from this Diyek? So Gemara is saying, no, if I only knew the diak that one country to another Eretz Yisrael is all right, I would have thought it's only be the Eved. Says the Mishnah, maybe get by the Yisrael, even the Chatzchila, you're allowed to. Have me had the Eved, the Imaisim, and the Medim, if you did bring from one country to another Eretz Yisrael, the Loi Nichtav, the Fon of an agency, all right. Ain't sort of lipsos, you don't have to pass apostle. Avla Chatzchila, you have him Memlich, he would come and consult us. Have him Meirinle, we would rule the Lake, let be there. Come on, Shalom, Mishnah, say the safer, let's say, don't need. Says Gemara, others ask the phrase the question differently, like this: that the original diik was not, but in the Chutz La'aretz in the same country. The original diik was Medina Medina Yisrael. Hachi ha Medina Medina Yisrael. You don't have to. Now, from one country to another, so you don't have to. Now, if there's Lishma, I understand. But if it's Eidim and Tzun the Kaimai, just because they're both in Eretz Yisrael, but they're far away from each other, how come we don't have to say? Is L'Rabbel Nicha make sense why anywhere in Eretz Yisrael you don't have to say because of Lishma? Or B'L'Rav Kasha? Says Gemara, Loi, no. Who told you to make that Diyek? You want to make a Diyek that Medina le Medina Chutz La'aretz, you have to say. So you want to say, but in Eretz Yisrael, one country to another, you don't have to say. No, that's not what the Mishnah is trying to say. But you're trying to say, but within Chutz La'aretz, within one city to another, you don't have to say. Why not? Because Eidim are always available. Loi Tema Medina Medina Beit Yisrael Loi Tzarech. Alei, but this is how you should read. Ha Ba Oysa Medina in the same country, overseas, Medina Ziyam Loi Tzarech. Why not? Because they're next to each other and the Eidim are available. So says the Gemara. So, but what about Taka Medina Beit Yisrael? Ava Medina Beit Yisrael Mai Tzarech. So what do you want to say? But in Beit Yisrael, from one country to another, you have to say because they're far away. Is listening. So why does the Mishnah say if you bring from one country to another country in Chutz La'aretz, you have to say according to Rava, even at Yisrael you have to say. So the Mishnah should have said if you bring from one country to another country, I don't care where, you have to always say listener. Maybe Medina le Medina stam. That's it. Says you want a loylam and medina mezal namitzad rabba. Rabba agrees that in it's a straw from one country to another. You don't have to say, but why not? L'chayda, they're not available. Kivan deika oyle regalim. Everyone meets in Yerushalayim 3 times a year, and everyone therefore talks and they talk and they recognize signatures. Mishkach shchichei. If you need to find somebody, it's easy to find because 3 times a year everybody comes together. Says the Gemara Tenech. That makes sense. Bezman shebeis hamikdash kayim. So the whole argument after a little bit, but it's not guaranteed here. So the media asked that question, and the media answers that people in Chutz La'aretz, even though they come for other regulars, above other places, but they don't hang around. As they bring the carbon, they go back right back home. So you don't have time.
Why do we give them until
For the few stragglers. However, you're right. Good question. But the media said, maybe the few stragglers. But old people, as a soul, they hang around a long time. Because they hang around a long time, therefore they get to talk and they gossip and everything else. From here, there's a question whether they continue going early regal after the Churban Habayis for many years later. It seems from the Gemara that sometimes they did. Here, the Gemara seems to say that they didn't, or if they did, only some. Teinach bezman she'beis ha'migdash kaim, everybody went to Yerushalayim. Or bezman she'ein beis ha'migdash kaim, ma'ikol meimer. So we answer, even afterwards, Kivan the Ika Botedin, in every major city in Israel has a bezin, the Kvi, permanently set up, is Mishkash Kichi. There's always din Torah, people always traveling, and witnesses' names always come up, people reckon, they heard of the person, they reckon the signature, so on and so forth. So within Israel, it's always easy to find Adim. So Rava agrees to Rabba that within Israel, you don't have to say before Nefti, because you'll always find the witnesses.
Saw the fox coming out of the Mokam Kodesh Kadoshim. What was he doing there?
They're walking.
He was Oyler.
Doesn't say it was Oyler Regal.
I remember hearing at some stage that. I don't know if I heard it. Rabbi Kiva lived in Bnei Brak. So what was he doing in Yerushalayim?
You know, I'll go to Yerushalayim with me.
No, I remember we came across this before. They would continue being Oyler Regal well after.
It says that they did, but I don't remember that being the Raya. Okay. And yeah, let's continue the Gemara. Tanan, we learned for the Mishnah, so you can't prove either way. We learned for the Mishnah, Rabban Shimon Megem Loimed, Afilu Mehegemonia Lehegemonia. In one city, two hegemonies. There was two governments. Even two governments in one city, you have to, in Eretz Yisrael, you have to say, Befani Nechtem, Befani Nechtem. Says the Gemara.
Would that count for the two kingdoms of Yehuda and Malchus?
You better. Vamad Abitzchak, Ir Achaz Hoysa Betzol, one city in Israel. Vasasi Yeshma, a city called Asasis, wherever that is. There were two governments. It's not enough to governments. They didn't allow people to cross from one to the other. Like Cyprus and, Turkey owns part, Greece owns part.
East
Berlin and West Berlin. That's right. Yeah. They were makpin each other. That's what I tell you, from one hegemony to another hegemony within the same city, you have to say for next. Now, according to Rav, in Eretz Yisrael makes sense because even though they're next to each other, you can't get to each other. So you need Edim unavailable. If the problem is the Shema, this is Eretz Yisrael, so what if you can't get to each other? But we know that any city in Eretz Yisrael knows the dinner of the Shema. Answers the nothing more changes around. Okay, let's change it around. Rabbi Yisrael the Rav. Even though Rabbi says the Shema, he also agrees to Rav that we're worried about both. We're worried about the aid, whether the get is real or not, the veracity of the get. And we're also worried about the Shema, both. So within Eretz Yisrael, two parts of the city, even though there's no issue of the Shema, there's an issue of whether the Edim are Matsun the Kaimah. So Rabba's Maidah, you have to find out after ask the Gemara Elamai Benayu. So now that Rabba agrees to Rabba that you need Edim to the Kaimah, he only adds the Shema. So within Eretz Yisrael, two parts of a city, everyone agrees you have to find out if they don't talk to each other. So we're still arguing. And Gemara was still arguing in two out of the three differences we said before. Ike benayid asuya betere. What happened if two shluchim bring it together? Like we said before. If the problem is Edim Mitzvah and Lekaima, you don't have to say because they're available right now. And that's according to Rav. According to Rabbah, I still need to know the Shema. So according to Rabbah, you have to say. Or Inami bo'isin Yam. What about within Medina Siyam in the same city? According to Rav, if Edim Mitzvah and Lekaima, you don't need to say. According to Rabbah, even though I agree, Edim Mitzvah and Lekaima is the issue. But I also want the Shema. I need to know. That would be the difference. Says the Gemara Tanan, we learned in a Mishnah, maybe get from Medina Siyam. If somebody brings a get from overseas, he's unable to say. The Shliach is unable to verbalize before Nechtev. Im Yeshalav Edim, if we could bring witnesses to verify the signatures, this guy in Bechaismah. Now, if the problem is Lishma, what helps if we verify the signatures? If you learn the problem is the get real or not, so by verifying signatures, we know that's like Rava. But if you learn like Rabba, that we also need to know whether get rid of the Shema and this guy's unable to say anything, what's going to help if we can make a Mechaismus? The Gemara will explain. What does that mean? Im Yashu Mechaismus, but we try to understand. Mahi the Eni Yochel, what do you mean he can't say? If he didn't see, then he's not a shliach. So we're not talking about that. Obviously he saw. So, but he can't say. If you talk about chedesh, deaf and dumb, then chedesh by shigita. How in the first place did you? How in the first place you have him as a shliach? But now we learn hakol shein loves a get chutz b'chedesh v'katan and not able to. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda says, I'll tell you pshat in this brayse. Okay, how come I see what we're talking about? Nosnu la, you gave it to them. You gave it to them. When the Mishnah says later on this thing, you gave it to them. So he was a proper shliach. But by the time he arrived at his destination, he was unable to say before Nechem. Now he became mute and he can't speak. So therefore, because he can't speak, that's why. Now, if the so what do? We bring in Aidim from outside. Is Lerava Nichem make sense? The only issue is whether the get is valid or not, whether it's authentic. Okay, we verify by the signatures. Kasha, we don't know Lishma now. What does it help us? Answer the Gemara, another change. Hocha Mayaski, you know what we're talking about here? We're talking about there was a time that no one knew the laws of Shema. We were very concerned. But then later on, everybody became knowledgeable. All the people involved in Gittin knew what they were doing, so there's no longer an issue of the Shema. Freddy Gemara said, why, Dafk, if you're unable? Even if he was able, we don't no longer need to talk about the Shema. Ask the Gemara, Hocha Yochanami? Even if he's able to, why talk about the Shema? Why in Chutz La'aretz within two streets from each other you have to say Vanechta because of Lishma? Everyone knows how to learn now. What are we worried about? Says the Gemara, Gzeira Shema Yachze Dover Likukuloi. We are worried that maybe things will revert back to the old way, like just like we have 2 days Yom Tov today. We are worried it'll come a time where people are on Ratzim again. So therefore, let's continue with this meaning of saying Vanechta, Vanechta. So what if he's unable to, but the din is he has to say before Vanechta and he can't, it should be kosh, impossible. So we answer, because a pikeach, such an event, where somebody was intelligent, then he's chadish, and then he became mute, milsud de la shchicha, hardly ever happens. And the rule is, a milsud la shchicha, whenever something hardly ever happens, like gozer bar abonon, a milsud la shchicha, abonon weren't gozer, because we're not worried people can make a mistake, because it hardly ever happens. If we're going to allow one in this case, they'll think that you never have to have a nechtav, because it hardly ever happens. Rashi, top of the page, Chuzin Rukotin, the Labane Denu, they have no knowledge, when you're calling Lazar Shleil, they cannot become appointed as a Shleich. Can I mean, Kedushin, they ain't cutting as a Shleich, what, you don't have anything, you're saying, the guy's a Kedush. Little of a Nicha, of a Rabbe Kasha, the Tani is kind, but Chosim, look at Valim Kedush, you need to know about Lashma. Lacha, Shalamdu, they know the Dinim of Baal Lashma, Yochi, the Lamdu, they know to learn, Yochel Nami, Loyli Tzchub, you should never have to need it before an Ertiv. Im Efshe, the Kaim of Eidim, if you're ever possible to fulfill with Eidim, Loyi Tzadach, Lemmi, you shouldn't have to say for an Ertiv, for an Ertiv, which I may answer, Avagav, the Lamdu, it'll happen the time when people forget. You're telling me whenever it's not common, the rabbanon leave it. You know they know how to learn. Don't worry about it. A woman bringing her own get and not being a valid get till she arrives at the destination is highly uncommon, and yet the lawyers she needs to say for nechtem. Why? Let us say they know how to learn today, and it hardly ever happens. Why? But Isha the Lishchichu Tanan. Yet we learned in the Mishnah later on. It says Isha Atzav Vigita Ubevatz the Vavanach Lechem. So we answer Shle Tachlik B'Shlichus. We don't want to start making differences. This Shlich, yeah, this Shlich, no. Ihochi Bal Nami. So how come the husband? The husband is an exception. If the husband brings it, he does not have to say Vavanach Lechem. Tanya, who Atzav Vigita ain't the Vavanach Lechem. Now, L'Chayda, according to you, we don't make a difference. Let him also say Vavanach Lechem. If you don't want, if you're scared that people, if you start making laws, this guy, yeah, this guy, no, so the husband also should have to say, no different than a woman. So he answered, no. Time of my Yom Rabbanu, what's the whole reason you need to say for nechtav? We're trying to make sure that the husband doesn't come and complain later and try to ruin the get. But if he himself brought it,
he can't complain.
Exactly. Dilma osi ba'al pasle. The husband might come later and attack it.
The only question is, does the husband know it has to be bin k'siv l'shma?
But acha shalamdu. We're saying that after the time that everyone knows, the only reason is because of Lepluk, but unless it's Lashkicha. But a husband, the reason why he doesn't have to say is because Hashta Minkin Nokale Biyadi, if he's bringing the get in his hand, he'd really come out and complain, no way. Rashi, That comment that brings her own get. The get comes to hand. She's already divorced. We answered that I see at bezin plainly. He told her bring it to that bezin. And you're only a shlich. We don't make differences. She knew you was an answer. We don't make a distinction between shlich and shlich. But this person here, who was a good shliach and then lost his capabilities, there's no difference. He has to. He had to. When we appointed him, he was able to. Now he lost his abilities. So we didn't do anything wrong, and now something happened. So uncommon, don't worry about it. But if a man, that it was written overseas, he comes here, the Gasha divider. Time magazine, what answer? Shinu is an answer. Time magazine, why do we need every shliach to say, but if here we're not worried.